going to give it to him.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves. Happy Wednesday to you as we come into the Fan Run Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Ben Lee, Cam. Gang's all here. The Periscope's up. The podcast is recording. The live stream is popping. And we are live on 105.7 FM, 1340 AM. How are we today? Ben Lee's running around like a chicken with his head cut off. Too busy to respond. We'll just skip him. I'll assume he's good. He's smiling. Cody, what about you?
Doing fine, John. Good to be here. Good to be anywhere. We're going to have a real problem one of these days if Ben's thumbs get cut off for some reason. We're never going to know how he's doing.
He could probably just do it with his finger at that point, point up or down. I don't think it has to be a thumb.
It's got to be. I mean, a thumb.
I mean, it doesn't have to be. It usually is, but you could point finger up, finger down.
What's that shirt you're wearing? It looks like a new one.
It's my queen.
Is that?
It's Becky.
Becky.
You're just going to rail on her, so I don't want to talk about it.
Becky Lynch?
Yeah.
Was she arrested?
Well, I mean, on the show. They were doing a sale. I've realized that I am like a, I'm an old woman who sits around and gets preyed on by the infomercials. They attack me through emails with good deals. Like, they'll send me like 60% off. This one was a buy one, get one free, which I guess is equivalently, you know, a 50% off. So I always click and I usually buy. I'm like a compulsive old woman who gets sold.
You used to buy the roly poly with all the different storage compartments.
Yeah,
and the.
Yeah. I'm a whore. Yeah. They get me like that. I break out my credit card and just make a purchase.
Well, I mean, that's okay. That's okay because sometimes if you enjoy something, it's good to have memorabilia.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I've been saying I want to have a nice rotation of T-shirts. So, you know what? I like Becky. She's given me a lot of joy over the last, you know, half of a year. So I bought her shirt for half price.
I got last night, too, in the same manner. Brandon showed me a...
To get caught buying the Bumble coins again?
No, it wasn't that. But that is something I enjoy, too. But, no, Brandon was showing me these posters that he's got for our new place. And he's got a bunch of, like, concert posters of some bands that I don't know if you've heard of, but some bands that I really like, the Rolling Stones, the
heard
Who.
Of them.
The Who.
Who?
The Who.
Who?
The Who. Led Zeppelin.
Never heard of them.
What are you, an owl? Led Zeppelin.
Woo-hoo.
You've heard of the Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, I didn't really like them.
Okay. So, anyway.
Overrated.
Anyway, he had bought three.
Today's Wednesday. Overrated, underrated. Led Zeppelin, overrated.
I don't think so.
The Who, overrated.
Some would say the Who
did. Rolling Stones, overrated. All caps.
Some would say that the Who did what Led Zeppelin did before Led Zeppelin did it.
And I would say that, yeah, they both sucked.
I mean, I'm not going to argue music with
one
you.
One sucked first, the other sucked after that.
I'm not going to let you pull me into your...
I don't want to. I don't want to talk about
your
it.
Tornado of...
It's no longer 1970.
Inferior
let it
music.
Go. It's no longer 1970. Coming to
it's still
present
better.
Day.
It's still better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to let you pull me into... Yep. Who's the guy you're going to see this weekend? Who'd you tell me? Some guy...
It's not this weekend. It's October, but Billy Strings...
Tyler no, Tupelo or whatever?
Billy Strings.
Billy Strings.
And I went and listened to his Spotify... And Billy Strings, he shreds.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it, buddy.
Billy Strings can pick.
Don't sit here and tell me that the Who and the Stones.
Billy Strings can do stuff on his guitar and his banjo that Keith Richards wouldn't dream of doing.
That's humorous. That's humorous. Keith's one of the greatest acoustic players of all time.
Of the 70s.
Of all time.
Of the 70s.
Billy Strings.
Billy Strings can go.
Well, speaking of artists who nobody knows, I met a rapper yesterday.
I hope he's not listening.
Nah, he's not. I didn't tell him anything about doing radio or anything. Because I didn't want to get in that conversation.
He might just like the show.
Nah, he's from New York and he moved down here. I didn't want to get in that conversation. You know the one I mean? Like, oh, you work at radio? Maybe you could promote my new album. I'm like, nah, we're in sports radio. He's like, well, maybe give me a shout out, you know, because I've had to do that before. And
yeah, you.
Anyway.
You are very tough to crack on getting the shout out.
That's why I try not to tell people.
Shout out to Dr. Tom or whatever the hell his name was.
I try not to tell people what I do. Anyway, his name was Mickey Dapper.
So you're giving him the shout out anyways.
Well, I looked him up and he's actually got a couple of hits on Spotify.
When you
and
say
by hits, I mean 17,000 plays.
Okay.
Which
12,000 of them are probably him.
I mean, I don't know.
The Endurers boys and girls?
I don't know.
Are you trying to like take credit for meeting a celebrity yesterday? Or, like what is happening here?
Just telling you about him. His song's called Hashtag Winning. 17,000 plays. Not bad. I told him I'd promote it on the show.
I'm sure that
anyway,
was. I thought you said you avoided that conversation.
Yeah. No, never mind. Anyway, I got.
Hashtag winning. I feel like he's 5 or 6 years late on that one.
Brandon showed me this poster of. It's a concert poster of when Lynyrd Skynyrd opened for the Stones. And so I had to order it. So immediately I just told Brandon, I was like, order that for me. Tell me how much it costs and I'll pay you. So it was like $17 and I Venmo'd him. Because I don't know how to use
$17 for a poster?
I don't know how to use Amazon. It was like, 10. It was 10 plus
Brandon's $7 fee for finding it for
well,
me.
Well, what shipping, handling, whatever. Yeah.
Brandon ordered the shipping and handled the debit card.
He
so.
Just told me to send $17, so that's what I sent. Because I don't know how to use Amazon. So, I've told you I'm behind the times on Amazon. I've never ordered anything from Amazon.
Makes sense since you are stuck in the 70s when it comes to music too. So it makes sense. They didn't have the Amazon in the 70s either.
How about you take this fist and stick it up where the sun don't shine?
That seems graphic and maybe a FCC violation.
Not in that manner. Just like, hey, to heck with you, buddy.
Yeah.
You know.
It feels like it might
not
be an
like
FCC violation.
Not
yeah.
in that way. Come on.
I feel like you shouldn't do it on the camera
Come
anymore
on.
Either. Not, we might get kicked off Periscope, too.
Yeah, Periscope gets pretty graphic. I had to flip a bird on the Periscope yesterday because Parker came in. And when he walks in, that's my first reaction.
Okay.
So how was your night?
My night was fun. Got really nothing to add. Didn't watch Vanderbilt, but Vanderbilt won. That Kumar Rocker guy is apparently a star.
Yeah. Yeah, we watched the last three innings of that game.
It would have been pretty cool if he came to UT. That would have been cool, but Vanderbilt was able to tie that series up. So for the fifth time in the last 6 years, we get a winner-take-all game three tonight, which maybe will get me to flip the channel over for a little bit.
Well, Kumar won't be pitching tonight.
No, he won't.
We might see those Michigan bats light up again.
Yeah, and Michigan apparently saved their two best pitchers for tonight to get ready to go in case they have to do like a 2001 Arizona Diamondbacks when they threw Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling. Or I guess it was the opposite order, Curt Schilling, Randy Johnson. So they got their two guys ready to go. So Vanderbilt's the favorite, but Michigan, maybe Michigan. Maybe Michigan will win tonight.
That's who I'm pulling for.
I can't bring myself to pull for either one of them. I mean, I get it. I hate Vanderbilt too, but I don't really like Michigan either.
I mean, you don't actively pull for Michigan, but you got to, you know.
Nah, I don't really care.
I mean, if you watch it, can you watch a game with zero rooting interest?
I can start the game with zero rooting interest. I usually find myself rooting for a team, though.
Because of things that happen in the game?
Yeah, I mean, like usually if a team gets down early, you start rooting for them, right? Like, we all kind of root for the comeback if we're neutral, right? We just kind of gravitate to root for comebacks. Like, if a team's up, like, 5-0, you want to see that other team come back. You don't want to see the other team just keep beating the hell out of them. At least I don't.
Right, unless it's like, you know, Notre Dame that's down 5-0.
Right, but then
or
I'm
Ohio
not
State.
But then I'm not coming in neutrally. I'm coming in already rooting for that team, usually.
True. True.
So I eventually will find somebody I start pulling for in the game most of the time. I guess every now and then I've just watched one completely and just like, I don't care who wins.
I don't think I have a big problem with Michigan. Why do people hate Michigan so much? I used to have a Michigan jersey as a kid. I don't know why.
Were you an X-Men fan? Did you like the X-Men?
No.
I was going to say, maybe there's a Wolverine connection, yeah.
No, I don't know.
Nah, because when I was younger, I loved Wolverine, so I always, it's like, oh, Michigan's kind of cool.
I don't know, it was just always in my closet, and then eventually it wasn't there anymore.
I picked Michigan You know, I like to pick a side in like all the rivalries usually. I picked Michigan in that rivalry.
I'd like some logical reasons for why we all hate Michigan. Please, tweet at us.
They're northern.
What's wrong with being northern?
We're from the south.
So?
They
can't we all just get along as
they
one?
They think the big house is cooler than Neyland.
It's where Butch Jones is from.
Now, okay, there's a good Pretty reason good. From Ben.
They didn't hire Butch Jones after the 2014 season.
That's a good reason, Ben. It's a good reason. But I think we hated him even before him.
I mean, now it's a lot easier to hate Jim Harbaugh. Like, I kind of quit rooting for them in that Ohio State rivalry once they hired Jim Harbaugh. Not really a Harbaugh fan.
Is it because they
beat us in 2011 in the Sweet 16?
They did do that, yeah. I mean,
or not 2011, it would be 2014, excuse me.
They beat us in 2011. In the first round.
Yeah, in the first round in 2011, so.
Tweeter writes in Charles Woodson.
Charles Woodson.
All right, now that's a good, okay. That's a pretty good example.
Yeah,
too.
It seems like there's a lot of reasons to
Several
hate
Several people saying Charles Woodson.
Yeah.
Yes.
Seems like that's a pretty good reason.
That's probably the best reason.
Yeah. I mean, I also don't – I was really mad at the 2014 tournament as well.
But is it Charles Woodson's fault that he won that Heisman? To me, that's on the Heisman committee.
And ESPN.
Yeah. I mean, Charles Woodson, I think we can all agree, was a pretty good player.
Well, I mean, but yeah, but he should have done the right thing.
And what, forfeited the Heisman?
Yeah, just giving it back.
That seems silly.
Seems like that's something he should have done if he had any type of self-respect. Like, sorry, I didn't deserve this award. I mean – it would have been nice if he'd have done that.
Many believe he did deserve it.
I don't think anyone really actually deserves he believe or believes he deserved it.
Many do.
Like who?
I've seen people say it.
For what reason?
Because of his versatility.
I think his versatility was overrated. I don't think he actually did that much on offense.
For 1997, I think he did.
I don't know what that means because I feel like people used to play on both sides of the ball more, like, you know, like in 1970 and 80. So, like, I feel like in 1997, you probably have people, old-timers, saying, this is nothing. You should have seen so-and-so back in the day.
Should have seen Bart Starr out there.
He played safety and quarterback.
More time that goes by, though, the more records that get broken and the more feats that are accomplished.
He had 200 yards and two touchdowns on offense. Or, no, one... 200 yards and two touchdowns receiving, rushing touchdown of 5 yards on offense in that season.
Yeah.
He had the one punt return touchdown.
Yeah, a little overrated.
The one where he did the Heisman pose?
Yeah.
Seven picks. A yard each. Good. So he literally caught the ball and fell.
So he didn't return any of his picks?
No.
I mean, we can't say that for certainty. Sometimes those stats websites, if you go back...
Well, it's the sports reference.
Who did return picks? That was Eric Berry.
It's true. Many people would say Eric Berry was better than Charles Woodson.
The greatest interception return man I've ever seen. I believe he held the record.
I don't know
for
if
a
he
while.
Actually got it. I feel like he fell short of it. If I'm,
didn't
I feel
he
like
get the SEC record?
He might get the SEC one, but he fell like one interception short of the NCAA. I feel like if he'd have got one more interception and got like 15 or 16 more yards, he might have broken it.
Interception return yardage is a weird stat.
Yeah. Okay. This is going to be an interesting show.
It should be.
Stick with us. This Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Dice is on the beat.
Back on the program, Cam did a little research. We found out Eric Berry fell 7 yards short of the interception record. So, yeah, I said 16 yards, seven. Even more tantalizing.
Chance tweets in, and it seems like maybe I remember something about this. They took one of them back and said it was a fumble recovery. You remember that? I do remember that. That's why he didn't get the record or something?
Okay.
I believe I remember that. And Cam confirms that. So Chance, Cam, and me, it's got to be correct. Ben?
Yeah, surely one of you three can get that right. Surely.
Ben's like, yeah, probably. So it's like 3.5 people, basically.
Ben's just doing that thing where he agrees.
He's like, eh. No, he only does that with you. He doesn't do it with me.
Well, you're putting him on the spot, and
you could just say you don't remember it, Ben.
I did. I just said I shrugged. I just shrugged and said, I don't know, maybe.
3.5
Okay, checks out. Chase says it was 2009 Georgia when that happened.
Oh, God, he was good in that game, wasn't he? Wasn't that the game, where, or was it 07 where he busted up Noshon? No, it was 08 because it was on the road, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. It was 08. Remember that?
Yeah.
Noshon Moreno?
Yeah. He would have been ejected for targeting.
Yeah, he would have. But
he would have been kicked out of the game for targeting.
Yet another thing that was better back in the day. We'll always remember that Eric Berry hit. Sometimes nostalgia's okay.
It's probably why Noshon Moreno, you know, he has that clip of him on the Broncos sideline with tears running down his face. I would say that hit might have scrambled his ability to control his emotions. I feel like that has something to do with the brain, right? Like controlling your emotions, and he just had those tears running down his face. I'm going to connect the two.
You're saying Eric Berry's a villain?
I didn't say that at all.
He's a bad guy?
You're the one who I'm team Eric Berry here. You're the guy who was rooting against him last year. Don't try to come on here and act like, oh, I love Eric Berry.
You just implied it was a bad thing that he scrambled Noshon Moreno's brains.
No, I didn't. I just said that he scrambled his brain.
We don't know that it's from that hit. I mean, a guy like Noshon Moreno, a running back, I mean, they take a lot of hits, you know. We don't know that it was that
sure.
Eric Berry hit.
But I wonder how many more violent hits he took than that one. That one felt pretty violent.
In practice, who knows?
Yeah.
A guy like that goes through so many reps. You know, the
Oklahoma drill.
Yeah. And you think about the defenders Georgia had back at that time. I'm sure somebody hit him hard.
I can't really remember any of
Neither
the defenders they had at that time. But
neither can I.
Alec Ogletree, was he there? I feel like he's a little bit after that.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, Champ Bailey would be before that, so I don't.
Yeah, he's like 06.
Was he 06?
02.
I was going to say, I feel like he was way older than 06.
Yeah, he's older than 06.
Yeah.
He was I think he was on that team that got the Mark Richt's first SEC championship, wasn't he?
Sure.
I don't know. Anyway, do we have breaking news?
Well, we were supposed to. But when you acknowledge it, it's not breaking.
I just noticed that the horn had arrived.
Well, we got the horn, but then I was going to casually bring it up and show you. That way you could then interrupt me and I could get mad at you for interrupting me. But now that you've drawn attention to the horn, we no longer have the breaking news.
So should we just blow the horn or? What you...
I don't know.
Is it on Carrie Blackshear?
No, it's not.
It can't be anything good then.
But Beth Chapman passed away.
Who?
Beth Chapman.
Who is Beth Chapman?
It's Dog the Bounty Hunter's woman.
Oh. Oh, yeah. She had some real issues, didn't she?
Well, cancer.
Yeah.
She had cancer.
That's a shame. I didn't know who she was right off the bat. Didn't mean to be disrespectful. Rest in peace, Beth. Was she a big part of that show?
Did you not like the show? I feel like you've talked about the show before. Did you not like it?
I have never watched Dog the
Bounty
Hunter
in
my life.
Me neither. I thought this was going to touch you.
No. I think I had it in headlines at one. I think I did have in headlines that she was sick or something.
I feel like you've talked about Dog the Bounty Hunter before.
Hmm.
Okay.
So she passed.
She is no longer with us. Oh, the big story of the big story of the day so far probably has been today. Well, first we got Bob Lay retiring. Bob Lee, retiring from ESPN after 40 years. Shout out to him. He put me on TV after the Shiano Sunday. That was cool. Bob showed the video and didn't present any type of slant. True journalist. True professional. Hanging it up after 40 years. He's been with them forever, since the late 70s. I like him. I'm sad that Outside the Lines will no longer have him. He hasn't been on there in a while until he stepped away. I assumed he was coming back. Turns out he is not. So Bob Lee retires. But the biggest story of the day so far has been Kevin Durant officially declining his $31.5 million player option. Kevin Durant will become a free agent. There was the talk after his injury that maybe what made the most sense for him would be to opt in, take the $31.5 million from the Warriors, officially tie up their salary cap, their luxury tax implications, and rehab on their dime. Then hit free agency next year after he's healthy and work out for teams and maybe go back and get that max money. Instead, he says, nah, I'm good. I'm declining it. Now, there is talk that he will have max offers from someone like the Brooklyn Nets, maybe the New York Knicks, maybe the Golden State Warriors. There are reports that Durant will get the 5-year offer from Golden State. He can get a 4-year, $164 million deal with another team, which means he can make $40 million versus the $30 million. So Durant is still being pursued, and the report on ESPN from Woj says that every team pursuing him is expected to still offer him a full max contract. So once those reports started coming out, him opting in didn't make a lot of sense. So Kevin Durant, officially a free agent. Do you have anywhere you want to see him go? And you can't say the Lakers.
I don't want him to come to the Lakers anyway.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense for him to come to the Lakers this year and then sit out because the Lakers are trying to win now.
Yeah, and that diminishes LeBron. I want LeBron to be the clear leader of the Lakers.
Well, he might not be better than Anthony Davis right now.
I think he's still better than Anthony Davis.
Okay.
I mean, when he comes back and he's healthy next year.
Just saying, if you're saying you want a clear leader, I don't know if he's clearly better than Anthony Davis. It feels like he's still the alpha, maybe, in terms of personality-wise. So I guess he's got that going for him. But next year, Anthony Davis might be better at basketball than he is.
I'm going to assume for now LeBron does not decline. Like I'm just thinking he comes back from the groin injury and he's still LeBron.
Okay.
I want him to come back next year and be the best player in the league.
Okay.
I think it would be harder to do that if Durant's on the team. Or it would be more of a debate. Because Durant's better than Anthony Davis.
Yes, Durant, well, a healthy Durant is, you know.
I'm assuming everybody's healthy in this scenario.
Well, I don't think Kevin Durant coming back, you know, a year after Achilles, he's not going to be as good as Anthony Davis.
You'd rather have Anthony Davis next year.
So either way, back to the original question, where do you want to see Kevin Durant go, you, Mr. Very Casual NBA fan?
The Knicks.
The Knicks?
The Knicks.
Okay.
I'm a market man. You know that.
What about the Nets? Would the Nets suffice?
No.
Brooklyn?
No.
What if Kyrie goes to the Nets?
No.
What if it's KD to the Knicks by himself?
Fine.
Why is Brooklyn not good enough?
Because they're not the Knicks.
I mean,
they're not the
not
team
yet.
They're not the team there.
The Knicks.
They're
the
Clippers.
But the Knicks have been trash, though.
I know they have, but they're still New York's team. They're still the team that New York fans are going to get behind. You know, it's Yankees, Knicks, and Giants. It's not Mets, Jets, and Nets. It's all rhyme for some reason.
I kind of think I disagree. I feel like the Jets are probably more beloved than the Giants.
In New York?
Yeah.
No. No way.
I feel like the Jets are probably have a bigger fan base than the Giants. I
don't think so.
Whenever the Giants were winning Super Bowls, I'm sure they grabbed the casuals, but I feel like the Jets are every bit as big as the Giants.
I don't think so. I don't think it's even close.
Okay.
It's the New York football Giants.
Well, it's just because there used to be the New York baseball Giants.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the team everybody grows up with in New York. I'm not some expert on New York sports teams. I'm just saying I don't think the Jets are anywhere close to the Giants. We'd have to get an expert to say for sure, but
I would disagree with the take that it's not close.
I mean, Parcells.
Yeah.
Through all those years, the Giants are just, they're bigger.
Okay. Like I said, I don't have the numbers either. I just see a lot of Jets talk. I feel like the Jets are probably closer to even. Now, I don't disagree with the other two, the Knicks and the Yankees, obviously bigger.
Why do Jets, Mets, and Nets all rhyme? That's weird.
And I feel like those are all the same fans. I feel like if you like the Yankees, you like the Giants, and you like the Knicks.
Yeah.
The Nets, you know, I think for them being in New Jersey, you probably don't deal with that as much. But I feel like if you like the Mets, you like the Jets.
Those are the family outcasts that are fans of those other teams.
The guys who have chosen a tough life.
They had to be different.
They could have had it easy. They could have had it easy and just went on and rooted for winners. But they said, no, that's not the way we get down.
They had to be different from the rest of the family and go with teams that were inferior.
And I think there's a little bit of something to admire there.
I don't. If your family grows up Giants fans, you just want to be different than your family?
Well, as someone who roots for the Cardinals and the Lakers and the Bears, I don't expect you to get it, I guess. You seem like you just kind of take the easy way when picking your team.
The easy way? You think it was easy being a Bears fan for the last few years before they got Khalil Mack and ramped up the defense?
You wouldn't know.
In the 2000s?
You wouldn't know if it was easy or not.
You think it was easy being a Bears fan in the 2000s? You think it's easy being a Cardinals fan right now? It's not, okay? Well, you think it was easy being a Lakers fan after Kobe stepped down?
You just became a Cardinals fan 2 weeks ago. You were a Dodgers fan
before
that.
That's not true. That's not true.
You were a Dodgers fan for the 2 years before that.
Stop trying to put me in a box. Pull me out of that box.
You're stuck. Put your hands up. Cam, go get the butter. We got to grease Cody up to get him out of the box.
Give me some Vaseline and get me out of that box you're trying to put me in.
I think there's something to be admired about sticking with your team through thick and thin. Now, it might be a character flaw. Maybe it's actually a sign that you are unwell and you stay in toxic relationships. Maybe that's a sign. Maybe the side like Cody McClure, they haven't figured out better. Just root for winners.
That's not what I do. I just never really – I grew up in rural Arkansas. I never had
– Right, so how
– I never had pro teams.
So how could you not be a Yankees – how could you not be a Lakers fan after growing up in rural Arkansas?
That's what I'm telling you. I've been trying for years to find my pro teams.
I think you should be an Oklahoma City Thunder fan or a Grizzlies fan.
No.
Pick one of those.
I kind of liked the Grizzlies growing up, but – I don't really
They were in Vancouver, you were a big Vancouver Grizzlies fan?
No, like when they were making the playoffs a lot.
So in 2011?
Yeah, yeah.
Were you still growing up in 2011?
Sort of.
I feel like at that point you were kind of, I don't want to say grown, but
I was legally an adult. Yeah.
So are you still growing up if it's 2008 or 2011, you're 18, excuse me?
I mean, I think you never quit growing, really, you know.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Just like trees.
Pick one. Thunder or Grizzlies?
Lakers.
No, I've had enough. You're no longer a Lakers fan. You are going to root for someone that signifies rural Arkansas. I'll even throw in the Spurs if you want to root for the Spurs.
All right, I'll go with the Spurs.
Now a Spurs fan?
No, I'm
Texas
not,
Cody?
I'm not a Spurs fan. I hate Texas.
Coyote Cody. They used to have, didn't they used to have the Coyote as one of their mascots? They still got a Coyote as their mascot.
I don't just pick the good teams. I'm not some kind of front runner.
Feels like you kind of are.
No, I just try to find the teams that are likable.
Lakers likable?
For me personally. For me. It's my fandom, not yours.
And it's yours. I just told you that I think that you might be on the right side of history here. I think you might have this figured out better.
No, because that implies that next year, if the Cubs are really good again, I'll be a Cubs fan. And that's not true.
No, but if the White Sox are good, I could see you switching yourself to a White Sox fan.
No, absolutely not. The teams that I put on my board are the teams that I'm sticking with forever. I've been associated with the Cardinals since 2011.
When they were in the World Series.
Against the Rangers, yes.
When they won the World Series. So you're a true diehard.
But they've been my team since then, really.
Except for the last 2 years when you were rooting for the Dodgers.
Can I not root for the Dodgers without being a Dodgers fan?
Well, you claim that you were a Dodgers fan, and they were your Dodgers.
I mean, I was kind of a fan. But not like a huge fan.
Again, I'm not here putting you down. I feel like you might have this figured out better than anybody. I mean, the way you hopped off the Packers bandwagon and onto the Bears after week one, that was seamless. And then you had a better season. You didn't have to hang out with Ben Lee going, 6-10? What'd the Packers go last year? 6-10, 7-9?
They're horrible.
Does Ben even know? 6-10, Ben says.
I love Aaron Rodgers. Don't get me wrong. I love Aaron Rodgers.
So you're going to root for him to do well.
Unless maybe, he's playing the Bears.
And maybe win in the playoffs if he gets there. Like, you know, right. Maybe get hot. And you, yeah, at that point, you could say, I've always loved Aaron Rodgers. I just want to see him get another ring.
Even though he plays for the Packers.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I basically tuned out halfway through.
Yeah, I was going to say, that 6-10 didn't have much confidence behind
it. As it got worse and worse, I basically just kind of just... Yeah, I mean, it's like Tennessee football, basically. I just kind of blanked it out, like, well, watch this one.
And that's understandable. That's fine. Cody didn't have to go through that.
I've always had trouble with my pro allegiances.
I keep forgetting that the Packers actually beat the Bears in week one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was weird that you came.
Well, there was a huge comeback.
Right, there was. And then, Randall Cobb had his only good play of the year last year.
Yeah, they made a huge comeback. The Bears had them in the first half.
It was really weird that you came out of that game rooting for the Bears, even though your Packers had won. It was weird.
Right. I could sense what was happening with the Bears. Actually, I started rooting for the Bears the year before that.
You did not hop on with Mitch Trubisky.
Not with Trubisky, but sort of. Not because they had Mitch Trubisky. That's not why I hopped on. That was a very criticized draft pick when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I did kind of start pulling for him. I've always kind of pulled for him. I'm sure people understand. People that grow up in rural areas and don't really have pro teams, and then they get older and want to have pro teams, you kind of got to find them. Because I'm not this way with my college allegiance. I'm always going to be a Tennessee guy. Because that's what I grew up with.
I was going to say Alabama fan.
But I didn't grow up really with a rooting interest in pro sports. So I've had to find my teams throughout the years. And I'm still working through it, okay? Okay? I'm still working through it.
Look, man. I understand that. And again, I keep telling you, I think you might have it figured out. I think you have the best route of fandom.
But I'm not doing it just because they're winning.
You don't have to see your teams get old.
I want them to be decent when I jump on.
When your teams start losing, you throw them to the side.
No!
You don't have to see them get old. You have it figured out.
No, that's not accurate.
Like, next year, if Marcus Mariota is good enough to get this big-ass extension and the Titans start sucking, I'm stuck. I'm just going to have to just roll around in mediocrity. Whereas you can root for the Bears as long as they're good, but once they pay Mitch Trubisky and Khalil Mack's gone, you could say, you know what, I really always just really liked Khalil Mack, and, you know, now, you know, the Los Angeles Chargers, you know, Philip Rivers is a GM over there, and I've always liked him, and I just want to see him do well. He never won a ring as a quarterback, so I want to see him win one as a GM.
You know what? You're never going to believe me, so I'll just have to prove it to you over the years. I will continue to stick with the Bears forever. The Bears are my team. I am locked in.
Again, you picked a team with a really good young core who's going to be good for the next 3 years, so you have the next 3 or 4 years set up in front of you. It was a brilliant move.
I'm talking 20 years down the road. You're going to see me walking around in a Bears jacket, with a Bears jersey.
Okay.
Talking about the good old days.
Of the 2010s or the 80, of 85?
Both.
Okay.
Mainly the 2010s.
I guess it'd be the 2020s at this point. We're at the end of the 2010s.
The NBA is the only place I'm not locked in. I'm locked in with the Cardinals, the Bears, and the Nashville Predators, I guess. I'm not locked in the NBA. I told you, it's where LeBron's at.
I mean, we could have had, like, a whole station team.
That's what the board said.
Could have had a whole station team. What do you mean?
I mean, we had that Grizzlies guy.
Oh, yeah, we could have had one we could really get behind, and that one would have felt pretty good, and they got a good young core now. I mean, Ja Morant and Triple J, that would have been not a bad time to get in on the floor.
I mean, he hasn't blocked me yet.
I'm not going through this again with you because you're not going to message him, and I'm not going to tell you to. So just,
I really think you should just act like nothing even happened.
Just reply.
Just respond.
That's what I've been saying for 6 months. Just
respond like you just now saw the message.
I don't think it's been long enough.
You've got it figured out, and I'm happy for you. But Kevin Durant declines his option. Going to be officially a free agent. Sean Reed tweets in saying that the Nets are no longer in New Jersey. I understand that.
They're in New York.
They're in Brooklyn. I understand that, Sean. But what I was saying was I think the Jets and Mets are one group of people. And I think the Giants, Yankees, and Knicks are a different group of people. But what I was saying was, well, the Nets didn't get to New York until, what, 5 years ago? So I don't think the people who grew up as Mets and Jets fans automatically rooted for the Nets just because they rhymed. I think that they probably...
That is quite a coincidence.
I would say they probably still rooted for the Knicks because it was New York's team. Now, maybe. Maybe there was a big group of Mets and Jets fans that liked the Nets.
I mean, technically, the Jets and Giants are not in New York either.
Well, I mean, I understand, but they carry the name of New York.
They do, yes. But and where I think they that, play the games.
I understand that, but I think it matters of, you know, what name you carry.
The Nets should have never been the New Jersey Nets anyway.
Why not?
Why does New Jersey need a pro team?
I don't know. Guess it was nice for them to have something.
They got the casinos.
And the Devils.
Yeah, they do have the Devils. In Atlantic City. I took a ferry out of there once.
Cool.
To Delaware.
That's a great story. Can you tell me more about it?
I could, yes. But you don't seem like you really want to hear it.
No, I really do. Please, tell me more.
I was with my grandparents. And
maternal or paternal?
Paternal. And we drove the
Is
car.
Is it paternal if it's your
father's? Father's parents would be paternal, right?
I didn't know if it was paternal. Maternal, you know.
It's paternal. Like pa, ma, and pa.
I was thinking paternal as in like parental. Like
Paterno? You
know, with a parent. I didn't
know. Joe Paterno?
No, he's dead. R.I.P.
Rick Pitino.
He's a vampire.
What about Bobby Petrino? Pitino, Petrino, Paterno, Potato. Okay?
So you're with your you're with your grandparents.
Yeah, we drove a ferry onto the – well, no, we drove a
– Founded in downtown Knoxville, Axel Logistics brings a unique approach to – Round they go. Got a couple tweeters responding, weighing in. Volstorm wants to point out that Cody roots for Alabama. That is correct. He is Crimson Cody.
That is not correct.
He picked
I'm tired of hearing it.
He picked a winner there, too. And like I said, I applaud him for that.
That is not correct, and I'm tired of hearing it.
I mean, it's well documented.
And I may soon sue for libel.
I mean, as soon as we kind of got Trey to admit he was Tuscaloosa Trey, I heard you run around screaming Roll Tide with him.
No, you didn't. That's a lie. It's a pure fabrication.
I don't feel like you could prove libel either because, I mean, we have plenty of stuff on audio files of you talking about how good Alabama is.
They are. Newsflash.
You talking about how you want to see them beat Georgia and how you want to see
them
beat Clemson.
How does that make me an Alabama fan that Bo I wanted them to beat Georgia?
Bo writes in saying that you can't be a Bears fan and a Cardinals fan.
I think my
the city of Chicago and St. Louis, there is something there.
Look, I think my history with the city of Chicago is well documented. It's not Chicago I'm rooting for. It's the Bears. That doesn't mean I got to like the dumbass Cubs and the...
Well, they're also Bears.
Baby Bears. Yeah.
Memphis.
I could just root for all Bears, huh? I'm not going to do that. I don't...
Smokies, you can go and root for the Tennessee Smokies.
I liked the Cardinals before I liked the Bears.
Fan, but then they left St. Louis.
I was never a Rams fan.
I was just going to try to help you out there, but never mind.
And I don't like the Bulls.
Well, they're not Bears.
That's where Michael Jordan played.
They're Bulls. They're
I'm
cattle.
I'm aware of that, but they're in Chicago. And I don't like the Blackhawks.
They're racist. Mascot and all.
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
So anyway.
Got to the bottom of this. While we're here talking about it, since we're talking about Kevin Durant, we'll get to this NCAA reform, too. The NCAA apparently has had enough of these transfers. It took a year, but they're like, nah, we're good. We're going to tighten up ship when it comes to these damn transfers. We'll get into that in hour two. But while we're here talking Kevin Durant, might as well put the final touches on these reports coming out from a conference call last week. Apparently, there is an NBA committee getting together, discussing on how to do something special for their 75th. But 2021, 2022. So I guess 2 years from.
We're going into year 73.
Correct. Big changes that they have been wanting to implement into the league. Like you, who do not like the NBA regular season, is that the NBA regular season is too long, correct?
Yes, so the NBA's talking about
making it longer. They want to shorten the season, and they want to replace those games with a mid-season cup, like a mid-season tournament, as well as a postseason play-in tournament. You know, soccer, they do the mid-season tournaments. The NBA wants to try to find a way to spice some things up. That might be something that takes the place of All-Star Weekend, because we always talk about it every better in theory than actual application. Right? Like, kids aren't lining up to watch the dunk contest anymore. They have something called YouTube. You can see way better dunks on YouTube than you can at the All-Star Weekend.
You'd still rather see it live, though, wouldn't you?
Not really.
See if anybody can break the records or have the better dunk ever.
I think we could. I mean, I think it's cooler to just watch them on YouTube. You don't have to see the misses on YouTube. You can just see the cool stuff.
You're watching old stuff that happened years ago.
Or just people on the streets who can do better dunks.
But you can watch that anytime.
I mean, are we lining up to watch the John? Look, I love John Collins, Atlanta Hawk, but is America lining up to watch John Collins come out dressed up like a Wright brother? I don't think so. Like, if you told me Zion and other superstars were in the dunk contest, maybe people would care. But, you know, they haven't been able to do that, so they look at it as a wasted night, really.
One of my favorite nights the entire NBA season.
Well, you might be sad.
I'll get over it. So they're thinking about adding what? A tournament?
A mid-season tournament, which I don't know what the winner will get for that. I don't know what the reward for that will be, which is going to make people... That's going to make it... That one I don't really see the need for.
What do you mean by tournament?
I mean that there'll be a 30-team mid-season tournament. I don't know if it'll be 30 teams, but they'll get together and play games and, you know, run out a bracket to see who is the mid-season champion. I mean, they'll play basketball games, tournament style, single elimination. I don't know if all 30 teams make it or just like the top 12 in the standings at that point to kind of keep people looking at the standings, you know, in January to care about the standings for longer. If you make it just the top 8 teams get in and get to win this midseason cup, maybe you'll see less coasting and less, you know, resting players. If they can incentivize teams to care about it.
Yeah, that's going to be the hard part. You got to make the cup mean something.
Like if you – I don't know what they would do, but if you said something like you get a top 10 draft pick, you get to have the top 10 pick if you win the midseason cup, or you get home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs no matter where you finish – maybe that could be something. I don't know. That seems like drastic changes, but they're going to have something to make people care about it, because you can't just have a random trophy that you don't have any type of heritage for and make people care about it. But it's their answer to Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, load management. Their answer is we got to make people care about it more. And then their answer to tanking would be like, then we're going to have a tournament at the end of the year with maybe the bottom teams, like 7 through 12 or 7 through 13 of each conference, and whoever wins gets into the playoffs.
Ooh, I like that one.
But that way a young team, like, look, in Atlanta, again, not to bring it back to the Hawks, but Atlanta was a young team who was awful in the beginning of the year, who started playing really exciting basketball towards the end of the year. Same as the Sacramento Kings. Same as, you know, there are other teams every year that starts, you know, peaking at the right time. You put one of those teams in that tournament. If all of a sudden you could say, hey, if you get to the 12th spot in your conference, now you have a chance to make the playoffs, you would have teams trying to get to that 12th spot rather than tanking.
I kind of like the idea of whoever wins the midseason tournament getting a top five draft pick. But the problem is that it's going to be a good team that wins it.
Eh, well, if you make the tournament exclusive and say only the top eight teams get in it, you're going to have teams not resting players. Like, if it comes down to, well, can we rest our superstar to have him ready for the playoffs? Or try to get into the top eight? Maybe we take that from, you know, maybe we take that more seriously. Although, like, there'll be shortcomings there, too, because then you could just rest after the tournament. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, then you get a top draft pick, though, for a team that's already good.
82 games is the current regular season number. What do you think would be a good number to have it reduced to? Just you as, like I said, a casual fan who says it's too long.
40.
40? Wow. So you want to cut it by half?
Yeah. I mean, I'd be fine with that.
58. 58 games is the number they're looking for, which would still ensure that every team would host each other, you know, would host the other 29 teams at least once per year. That way, if you want to see a superstar from another town, they still have to come to your city. They might not play, but they come.
Okay, because 29 times 2 is 58, so you could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that. I like that.
Well, that's what they're talking about, a 58-game regular season.
So you just play every team twice?
Yep.
Seems simple enough.
They're trying. They're working on it. They have to get cooperation from team owners, from the players' union, ownership groups, TV partners, all of that. But that's what the NBA is trying to do. Thumbs up or thumbs down from you, Cody? Would you like these changes?
Thumbs up.
Yeah? I do think there's going to be a tipping point soon. 58 seems drastic, but I would be shocked in the next couple of years if you didn't see the season shorten to like 75 at least, or 72. Because even I found myself last year, as did other NBA fans, saying, ah, man, this season's taking forever.
It does kind of drag on. It's not as bad as baseball, but
when there's no close playoff races, there wasn't really any last year. Everything was pretty much decided. You're just like, man, let's just get to the end of the season.
I think a shorter season adds more value. You know what I mean? On a nightly basis.
It'll be weird to see because, you know, one of the last expensive things in TV is live broadcast of games, right? Like, that is the stock you want a piece of. That is, you know, the gold that just kept rising in value.
But in terms of fan interest, you know what I mean? Like, the reason that nobody cares about baseball night on a nightly basis, night to night, is because the games don't matter much on a particular night.
They do until a certain point, and then when that division race, you know, is all of a sudden you're 10 games up, they matter a lot less.
The Braves closed it out against the Cubs last night.
That one felt fun, though. I actually watched a lot of that game.
I watched it after the College World Series game.
That was a fun game. That one wouldn't be the example I use because both teams were playing hard and the crowd was really into it in Chicago. No,
but I'm saying that the Braves closed it out.
Uh-huh.
So now it won't matter, right?
What do you mean?
Or is the series over between those two teams?
I mean, those series don't matter.
The season series.
The Braves now, I think, have locked up the season series, which means if they finish tied, the Braves will have home field advantage in the playoffs. But, I mean, they still have two games left to play today and tomorrow.
I just don't think that baseball, because there's just 162 games. So
there's a lot.
It's hard to care on an individual night when there's that many games.
The losses don't sting as much, right? Like, there's a reason the NFL regular season is king. And, A, we love football, right? Like, there's no disputing that. We love football. But every game truly matters. Like, the error, the feeling of losing a game and then looking at your standings and, man, we got to get to a certain amount of wins to get in these playoffs. That feels a lot more drastic, and it feels a lot more like life and death.
Yeah, because you only got 16 of them.
Yeah.
You only get 16 every year.
So like I said, we definitely love football. Don't get me wrong. We love our football. But the regular season, same as in college football, every loss is devastating. So you have to watch every game, and every game matters.
And college football is even more drastic if you're trying to win a championship.
You get one.
Get one, and that's it.
They give you one loss.
And sometimes that's too many.
Hour one in the books, hour two on deck. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.